Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
I want to get my head around the Rassie Erasmus thing. Now,
we must address
from
that.
What you said this morning, Sky.
Yes, sir.
It would appear that legendary coach Rassie Erasmus and the most famous water boy on the planet.
Ever
of all time.
Yes.
Has been suspended for 2 months of everything with rugby and for 2 years.
For a year.
Being at the rugby or coaching the rugby.
Yes.
Because
on match day. Let's get that right. So for now, all forms of rugby. So you can't do any coaching now.
So no salary for the next 2 months.
And then afterwards, you can't be involved in match days.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Wait, is there no salary?
So you can't be the water boy.
Is it not like is it an unpaid suspension?
I don't know about that.
I think Sari will make that decision.
Okay. And I was just wondering.
Yeah. And all of this because he had the gall, the temerity, the audacity of calling out bad refereeing, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
So from the onset, and I got a lot of flack for this on Twitter, I didn't agree with the video. I thought it was very petty.
Yeah. Can we just clear this up for people who are not rugby people? Coaches generally, after a game, will crit the refereeing and then...
Does this happen usually?
Yeah. So what happens... Yeah.
Don't release it to the people.
Yeah, so you speak to the ref. You speak to the ref, you speak to World Rugby and you put through your concerns. Because even before a rugby match, the referee actually meets with the teams to say, listen, this is how I ref the game and all that. Which is also a massive problem because every ref is different, but it's the same law book. Weird, right? Mm. Rugby. Anyway. Yeah.
It's unfortunate that so much big decisions are left to interpretation of really, really marginal laws.
Mm.
So it's horrible in the first place.
So I was never for the video. I thought it was very petty. I thought it just made us sore losers. We ended up winning the series, but it just also put a lot of pressure not only on the referees, but also on South Africa.
Mm.
You know, if we had complained after the Australia game, and then we get given by 15 the next week, then we look pretty stupid.
So you're talking about Rassie's decision to leak that
we still
video.
Don't know who leaked the video.
But hold on a second. So it wasn't him that went and posted. So I'm just actually filing this all out from
Kerry,
you guys
we don't know who leaked the video, but he
leaked.
Yeah.
Leaked.
No one leaked it. Yeah, leaked the video. Yeah. So we don't know about that.
You started.
Yeah. But my problem here is this happened 4 months ago.
Yeah.
World Rugby had 4 months to investigate this.
Mm.
We play Wales 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Then we play Scotland, who had just beaten Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they should be the Springboks. We smashed them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we are about to play
England,
home of rugby, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
2 nights before.
Then
they decide to release the video. If you look at the World Rugby setup, the CEOs and the directors, there's a lot of English and Northern Hemisphere.
A lot of Northern Hemisphere vibes there.
So for me, that doesn't.
And Sky, isn't this in the same week? I'm sure you were saying something yesterday that we didn't get.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week. So we didn't get one player nominated for World Player of the Year.
Not even Yemen.
Jacques Nienaba just beat the British and Irish Lions.
Yeah.
Something that happens every 12 years.
Yeah.
He wasn't nominated.
Oh, snap.
South Africa not nominated for Team of the Year after literally living in a bubble for the last 6 months.
And coming out.
Beating British and Irish Lions. Beating New Zealand.
Yeah.
You know,
the All Blacks.
We didn't get that.
Whoa. Yeah.
And then to top it off, we get a suspension 2 days before the game.
Could we say what, in closing, what Rassie has done is was wrong, but has opened the world's eyes to world rugby.
Yes.
And maybe some big changes are going to happen going forward.
And also, a lot of people were saying last night, is this good for the game on Saturday in terms of South Africa? They're going to be demotivated and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I don't think so. I just think Ibn Etzebeth just grew another pair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And those poor English Oaks, I feel so I'm not joking. These Oaks.
Why do you think Owen Farrell is not coming
Owen
to this
Farrell
game.
Said, I am playing.
I am playing there.
So can this be overturned?
So
or has it been signed now, done, Rassie's out till next year?
Yeah, they're arguing. But I mean,
yeah, they have 7 days to appeal the decision. And in South Africa, they usually bring in Dalimpo from the EFF.
For real.
Even though he's lost everything in South Africa. But he's going to go represent us on the world stage. I don't know. But
I think Dominic Rossi, he did something very brave. He knew he was wrong, but he's the long game for what he's done here is good. It's good.
This
for rugby.
Will definitely change rugby forever. Yes. I think the match officials now will have to be more accountable.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Rossi.
And thank you,
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.